Everyone, and welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, did I surprise you there, guys?
No one was prepared.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I will stall by saying two things. One, what's the most money you've ever spent on a pair of sneakers?
Like, 100? Yeah, maybe like 100.
Yeah, that has been my cap as well. Normally, my purchase area is $30 to $50. That's usually how much I spend. I go to the Nike outlet and or I'll go to the Adidas outlet and I'll usually pick them up from there. Today, I spent $160 on a pair of sneakers.
Nope, you're dumb.
Wow, damn, Doug, way to be fucking judgmental right off the bat.
He didn't even like bother to ask like, whatever they are, they're not worth it.
Unless you wear them like, no, you can't wear them at all. Don't even wear them. The second you put them on your feet, they're not worth it anymore. You've immediately decreased their value. You cannot wear them at all.
Are you going to ask me what the fuck they are?
No, I don't care. They're dumb. It was dumb. It was a bad decision.
Wow.
It's not a sound investment, bud.
Okay. I think I could change your mind.
Okay. I don't know, man.
They're mostly for work.
Okay.
I spend 8 hours a day on my feet on concrete.
Did you get like some like super supportive
Crocs?
Like Crocs.
Crocs. Yeah. I got Van Crocs.
Van Crocs sounds like a really shitty like
80s band
store. No, that too. Yeah, but like a shitty 80s, like a now shitty 80s store. No, a shitty like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Van Crocs. Like, yeah, it does have that southern like Southern California vibe. Van Crocs.
Like, you know, we don't get down with like those rich people. We wear Crocs here, but we wear fashionable Crocs. Crocs.
Crocs. Have you ever Crocs. Been to LA? We have Crocs in LA.
Our Crocs rocks.
Our Crocs are the best.
He sent us a link. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at them.
I sent you a link. They're called On. That's it. Just On. They are supposed to be like super, super
sign up for shit.
Supportive and super great for your feet on concrete and stuff like that. They are Swiss engineered. So I looked into it. There's a few people at work that have them and they swear by them. And because what happens is a lot of times when you're working on concrete all the time, you get plantar fasciitis. So unless you have a really comfortable shoe that has really great support, then a ton of the workforce is going to end up getting that. So I have a pair of like shoes that I spent $60 on. They're a pair of Asics and I was like, okay, these are fine. But by the end of the day, my feet are so fatigued and they hurt. And so a couple people, in my department wear these and I said, okay, so can you please give me the rundown of what you think of these things? And, they just swore by them. They're like, my feet never felt better. And, the comfort in the support that you get in the heel and through the arch and everything.
Are we being paid for this ad? we're running ad space right now. I just want to get curious. So how much are you getting paid for this?
Okay, so when I said that I spent 160, it just means that that's how much they were worth. On went ahead and sent me 14 pairs just to test out in a short period of time. I do get to keep them. But if you'd like to get your own pair of On shoes, you can save $10 by using the code 8BitGeek at on-running.com. Where you input that, I have no idea. But so someone's really going to use it.
I know. Hey, On-Dash, if you want to do a brand deal, we can work something out.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, dude. We all have sore feetsies. Hook us up.
So that's the reason why I spent this money. I was very hesitant on doing it, but I did it. So I looked at all the technology that goes into it and all that shit, and I was just like, all right, well, let's give it a shot.
Does it have Bluetooth?
So you did the math yourself on the engineering to make sure.
Hey guys, did you do your own research?
I did my own research. I did my own research, okay? So, yeah.
Don't listen to big shoe business.
I don't listen to big shoe business.
Big shoe trying to take your money away. You got to do your own research.
So, any hoozles, that's what I purchased. I was just curious. And then also, I've gotten really into saltwater taffy again.
Oh boy, he's getting old.
Oh, that's an old person candy?
Isn't it? Like, boy, come over,
you're one step away from fucking packing your pockets with Werther's Originals.
Somebody at work, someone who was a year older than me, handed me one of those and was like, here, you want one? And I was like, oh, shit.
Did he call you Sonny?
I had the same thought. I was like, oh, no, I'm at that age.
Yeah, it's a treat that'll last you an hour.
Just suck on it.
Just put that in your mouth and suck on it. Excuse me, what?
It's the only, really moistens you up.
It's the only thing I can taste.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Any questions this week?
Yeah. Fucking Christ. All right. Let's see. We're starting. Not Josh Me asks, so hopefully this isn't an awkward question, but how much money to be able to download all of Garbage Day?
As much as you have. If you DM me. No, it's not available. It's problematic. We're not giving it out. It's not going to happen. Sorry.
Hit up Doug for a zip. Doug was your biggest fan.
No, I'm fucking burned.
He's ones. Collected everything. Yeah, he even has
set up
subtitles.
He has the unreleased t-shirts.
We probably push you in the right direction to get those. I don't know. I don't remember the name of their stupid podcast. That was probably too mean. What was it called? It was like something movie trash. I don't remember
what.
I don't know. He has a new podcast. I'm sure if you went to their Patreon, you could ask them, and maybe you'll get it from.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to offer me a large sum of money in order for me to release those. So probably not worth it to you.
Tesla Cord asks, what's your favorite classic BBC comedy series? This is classic, so that makes it tough. Because there's a lot. Are they thinking Monty Python era, like classic BBC?
One that is super problematic by today's standards, but I remembered watching it as a kid every day, and that's Benny Hill. I used to watch the shit out of Benny Hill, but it was basically just a pervert running around and getting, you know, just basically trying to be a pervert. So, it was funny stuff.
Mr. Bean for me.
That's interesting. So looking up just a quick search of classic BBC comedy TV shows, they do have stuff like The Office listed.
I mean, I guess it would be classic.
Are we that old? Yeah.
Are we that old?
When did Motley Crue become classic 20, rock?
Dude, it's fucking 20 years ago, man. Mm-hmm. See, I really, because also on this list is the IT Crowd. And the IT Crowd is so fucking good. It's the show that introduced me to the genius that is Matt Berry. I would not know Matt Berry had it not been for that show. Mr. Bean, also a good one. Coupling is also a good one. That was like them trying to do Friends. It has that show Coupling. Kev, you might be interested. You watched Sabrina.
Yes.
The guy that played like the headmaster of the witch school, that like Blackthorn or whatever his name was, that British guy, he was on that show, but he plays like the Joey character. because again, that's like 20 years ago. So he's like younger and I guess more attractive. I don't know. But he's a dumb fucking idiot. Like his character is a fucking, is just stupid as shit. He's like Joey. And so it's very funny. I don't know. Yeah, dude, they make a, In-Betweeners was a good one. I don't know. If, again, some of these aren't, I wouldn't say are classic because they're a little more recent, but Blackadder, Mr. Bean, all that shit good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm sorry. I'm just scrolling through this list. Watch Spaced. Y'all watch Spaced?
Mm-mm. I've heard good things about it, but I never got to see it. That was like Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. Yeah. And the guy that played their room, Peter Serafinowicz.
Peter, I'm sorry, who?
You heard me.
Peter
Serafinowicz. Peter Serafinowicz. All right. What else we got? Casualties 2 wants to know, what's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Depending on the time of year. I would say like summer months, Moscow Mule all the way.
Moscow Mule, yep.
Yeah.
Have you had an Irish Mule, Kev? Have you done that? Have you ever done that?
Is it the one with just whiskey instead of... yeah. Yeah, what's the difference? Just whiskey instead of whiskey. Vodka? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I don't think I've had it officially. I don't remember having it, but I've definitely had Tijuana Mule, where it was tequila and lime.
Oh, that's probably,
I guess you're
awesome.
Already using lime anyway, but yeah, it's tequila instead.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So, like fucking ginger beer and all that shit. So fucking good. I bought copper mugs. I was making the Irish ones not too long ago.
I'm still using the one Jer got us from Quake Con, like when he went to Quake Con that one year.
Yeah.
I still have that one. That's my official mug. And it's so big, so you can make like two of them.
That's too much.
That's why I get really drunk.
Yeah.
Beer wise, I mean, I haven't drank in so long, but my favorite beer, I can't even pronounce it. I think it's called like, Weihenstephaner. It's the oldest brewery in the world in Bolivia. I think it's Bolivia. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, it goes down so smooth. I got introduced to it from a friend's a dad, and I was just like, good God. And it's my favorite. And they sell it at most of the, what are they fucking called? The liquor stores, but not.
You can think of a specific store liquor stores.
I couldn't think of the word liquor store.
Who sells spirits?
I was like, the alcoholic stores. What's that called? What is that? But they don't sell them at grocery stores. It's just at the liquor stores.
The liquor stores. Yes. Because Texas is a dumb state. I, this last year was introduced to a mead, and it's called, what was it called? It's like Odin's Skull or something like that. I forget exactly what it's called. And it is like an apple cidery, like mead. So it is flavored with like apples and cinnamon and it is fucking delicious. I have a picture of it on my phone, so maybe that'll help me find it because I'm never gonna be able to Google this shit. Maybe I can. Odin's. Odin's Skull Mead. Oh shit, look at that. Yeah, Odin's Skull. That's exactly what that's the. Yeah. Honey wine made with sour apple juice, hops, and cinnamon. That's very good. And they got a bunch of different ones. Highly recommend, especially if you're like in the, because it's like, you know, it's all Viking like named sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. They have one that's like Thor's hammer or some shit, I don't remember, but Vikingers. Good shit.
Vikingers.
Yeah. Well, or however you'd actually say that, because there's a G in there somewhere.
That's the one I sent a picture of the, I can't pronounce the name. Maybe one of you two can, but. You should
it's Weihenstephaner.
Oh, it's
Weihenstephaner.
Weihenstephaner.
Oh, right. See, Ryan even chimed in. I love that beer. Hey, Ryan.
Weihenstephaner. I've never tried that. I'll have to look for it.
Odin's Skull.
That even looks cool.
That does look badass.
Yeah. I think that's
very good.
I think that's the reason why you like it the most, is because it looks like it's from fucking Viking times. You're like, I want to. Is that a cork on the top? I'll pop the cork and drink it up.
Okay. Yeah, it is a cork. I'm actually.
Go to odinskull.com/8bitgeek for a $10 off
coupon. Dude, I fucking wish. Well, okay, so Odinskull is not the brand. The brand is brand like Dunks something. I don't know. It says, well, that link doesn't take you there. Never mind. That's just a picture.
It's $29.
Is that specific, like, flavor, I guess. Mm. What do you want to call it? Type.
It's $29 for that big old bottle.
$30?
Yeah, for 750 milliliters bottle.
That's about average. I mean, it's not bad.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Byron wants to know, would you join my OnlyPans page?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Show us them buns.
I would, but only if you actually gave discount codes on pans.
You can get a pan partnership.
Yeah, pan partner on this pan only pans pan partner.
There's a girl on TikTok who does like a bunch of like cooking tutorial, like recipe sort of things on TikTok, and she makes the only pans joke all the time. But she's also one of those girls where it's like, dude, if you had an OnlyFans, I might actually go like sign up, because you cute as fuck. You could still do your recipes and stuff. I don't care. Just you cute as fuck.
I'm like, there's some girls who will have an OnlyFans, and I'm like, that's tempting. But I also have that thought in my head. I was like, is it like subbing to Pornhub? Like, is it the same? Should I feel dirty? I feel dirty. I'm too old for
this. You're supporting your friends.
I know.
Yeah, and content creators. Yeah, it's no different than subbing to someone on Twitch, except I guess they play video games, but you know, the same idea.
Yeah, you're supporting a different kind of show.
Yeah, exactly. Getting different content.
Don't. Yeah, it's sex work. Sex work's real work. You know,
okay.
It doesn't even have to be sex work, really. I mean, I know a lot of, I actually do have friends that have like non-nude OnlyFans that just,
dude, yeah. Amaranth. You guys know Amaranth? Mm-hmm. Have you heard of her? You know her? You wear her?
Everyone knows her.
She's a cosplayer. She's huge on, every time you go to Twitch, she's on the front page. I guarantee you. She's fucking
the hot tub streamer.
Probably. Yes. She has an OnlyFans, and she was, I recently saw a TikTok of her doing an interview, with, one of the guys from Smosh. And he was asking like, how much money do you make on OnlyFans, and or how much, you know, how much do you make on your various websites or whatever? Because she does like OnlyFans and Twitch and YouTube and all that. And she was like, on OnlyFans, I make $1.5 million a month.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, holy shit. And she's like notorious for non-nude material. Like, she doesn't do nude. No, she does.
You don't have to. Super, yeah, you don't have to do it. Leave it to the mind.
Like, she'll wear like see-through stuff so you can kind of see, but it's still, she's still fully, you know, like she's still, I say fully covered. I'm sure there's, I've seen stuff on like Reddit of her ass, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't get the goods, you know what I mean? But 1.5 million a month. And then she was like, yeah. And then on Twitch, she's like, I think I made about like 150,000 last month, and YouTube only made like 75,000. And it's that, like,
tracks.
Like, are you fucking kidding me though? Like, 1.5 million a month. So
if the money's out there, you got to get it. Somebody's going to get it. Might as well be you.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. It's insane. It's insane. She didn't even show anything. Again, I mean, if you support someone, whether, you know, I guess, you know, if you don't care, if that's good enough, you know, whatever. You do. You spend your money how you want to spend your money.
No, for sure.
Exactly. You want to support someone, support them. You know, be that supportive friend.
It's just
support their band, support their OnlyFans, support everything but their bad drug habits, I guess.
It's that old Christian guilt. It's never gone away.
Get rid of it.
I try.
Your wife will be so much happier once you realize that it doesn't matter.
Hey.
Don't be so suburban.
Hey, man, you think I'm joking? Well, once I stop giving a fuck what the church thinks, like, my life has been tenfold better.
No,
get me wrong. Like, there's still things that I struggle with daily, having grown up in a Christian household and, like, growing up in the church. But
that's what I'm saying.
You ain't going to get me on porn and stuff. Who fucking cares? I'm an animal.
No.
I have my fucking urges, and you ain't going to fucking stop me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, I'm not, you know, it's just the old stuff that's been drilled into me as a youth.
Yeah. Oh boy. Did you really have to say mentioned with Christianity and being drilled in? Oh boy, they've had enough. No, come on.
Hey, I'm not, you know, I'm not Catholic here. So.
Right. Yeah. That's, there's still a, I mean, the Catholic guilt is a very real thing, but like, there's still just, yeah, general Christian guilt also. It's not as bad as Catholic guilt, but it's still pretty fucking bad. Oh, Jesus. Let's see. Maybe one more. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Okay. We have two from Kevin's son, Carmen.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to ignore those for right now. We'll save those for next time. Oh. Instead, we're going to end with IQ, and he wants to know, or they want to know, I'm assuming he, what's the secret to being happy?
That's a good question.
42.
Not giving a fuck about what the church says and just going and watching all the porn you want and subbing to all the OnlyFans you want, which could be none if that's what makes you happy.
It's true.
There you have it, folks. The key to making you happy. There's no other way.
Letting religion dictate your happiness.
God damn it. We almost ended on a, we could just ended it there. Go on.
I know, but man, just that, no, that's that. Hey man, religion sucks. Religion's terrible.
I'm going to eat.
It's dumb. I'm all of
gonna,
it.
Yep. While you're talking, I'm just going to
eat. Unless that brings you happiness, then keep doing you, boo.
Meanwhile, the atheist is over here eating popcorn. I'm just fucking just going to sit here quietly.
I'm chewing on gumption now.
Gumption?
Saltwater taffy.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have a Werther's? Is that what's going on?
All right. That's it for this week. Let's see if I can do the outro when my mouth is watering.
You get Werther's? What are you eating over there? Yes.
With saltwater taffy.
Oh, this. Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to go on.
Also, because you're talking about this, the amount of saliva, and as Kev stated earlier, the Werther's make you moist.
Weirder when you say it.
I thought you were going to go longer, but
no. We all know that's what my wife said.
We all know that's not possible. All right. Next week, we have a special guest on the show. So be sure to tune in for that. Sidebar, guys, it's nobody. It's just to drum up excitement. Stay tuned for that exciting thing to happen.
I'll say we could try and get Pete, but it might be too close to book release to get Pete for a week.
Oh, he's going
to
be a busy boy, probably. But hey, yes, Pete, if you still listen to us, we'd love to have you back on. We'd love to talk to the book about you.
You do know that we can contact him outside of this, right?
Yeah, you know, like I talked to him, like,
message,
you know, that we have his phone number, address, yeah, and everything else.
Message in the ocean, and in about 6 months he'll respond.
When he just happens to go by the beach and see that one message,
he's like, oh, the 8-bit, oh, they've reached out again.
Yeah, well, like I gotta actually here pretty soon start getting that message ready for 8-bit horror fest this year.
Yeah, man,
just to make sure that it gets there in time.
Yeah, and then for him
light
to
the torch of Gondor,
for him to send back the yes, it's just a yes in a bottle.
No, he just DMs us back. He just goes, yeah, why did you send this? Why
you know that this is the least effective way of contacting me.
Was this you guys? Was this a bottle? Your idea?
Alrighty. Well, until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.